With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Federal agents say human remains have been found on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northwestern Montana, where a woman was reported missing last year. FBI spokesperson Sandra Barker said today the remains have not been identified and that it's preliminary to make any connection to the case of Ashley Heavy Runner Loring, who disappeared in June 2017 at age 20. Tom Seifert is the captain at the Glacier County Sheriff's Office.
The FBI is leading the investigation, coupled with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Blackfeet Law Enforcement, and the Sheriff's Office.
An FBI evidence response team is working to recover the remains and process the location where they were found yesterday. The discovery was a day after Loring's sister testified before a U.S. Senate committee that she was frustrated over what she believed to be disinterest by tribal and federal authorities over Ashley's disappearance. A Missoula man has pleaded guilty to stabbing two people to death, dismembering their bodies, and then trying to dissolve them in tubs filled with acid. Augustus Standing Rock entered the plea to deliberate homicide today in the deaths last year of 15-year-old Marilyn Pickett and 24-year-old Jackson Wiles. Prosecutors will recommend a life sentence in prison with the possibility of parole. The new head of the Montana Stock Growers Association says ranchers here are heading into better economic territory in 2019. The Billings Gazette reports the association met yesterday in Billings for its annual convention and trade show, and President Fred Wacker said he expects cattle prices to rebound in the coming year as trade disputes are settled. Wacker referred specifically to the dispute with China, where an agreement for $200 million worth of Montana beef was reached in 2017. Two Montana conservation groups purchased a plot of land that could help establish safe passage for grizzly bears in a dangerous but crucial corridor for the spread of the species in western Montana. Vital Ground Foundation and the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative acquired 52 acres that could allow grizzlies and other wildlife cross from the Nine Mile area west of Missoula into the Bitterroot Mountains. Ryan Ludi, executive director of Vital Ground, says the purchase prevents future development on the land next to two bridges on I-90 that pass over the Clark Fork River, creating perfect underpasses for wildlife.
The main threat in this area would be additional human activity that prevents wildlife from using those interstate bridges.
Those crossing areas see heavy wildlife traffic, including documented use by the Nine Mile's lone resident grizzly bear. There are no known resident grizzlies in the Bitterroots, but earlier this year, one was trapped on a golf course in Stevensville and then relocated in the lower Blackfoot Valley. The area is part of a corridor that could eventually create a linkage between Yellowstone area grizzlies and bears in and around Glacier National Park. The need for connectivity between these ecosystems was a part of a Missoula federal judge's September decision to restore endangered species protection for Yellowstone bears. Ludi says the acquisition also secures habitat for elk, deer, birds, and a variety of trout, among other species. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has approved regulations clarifying the use of drones and motion tracking devices by hunters. The Independent Record reports with advancements in technology for hunting, wildlife managers have pushed for a number of restrictions in an effort to maintain fair chase standards and ethics. Phil Kilbreth with FWP's Enforcement Division told the commission this week that some of Montana's regulations on the use of technologies and vehicles are vague and difficult to enforce. The commission clarified that drones cannot be used to pursue or drive game animals or locate animals on the same day as hunting. Drones are also prohibited from being used to film a hunt. On the 6th anniversary of the school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, Montana advocates for gun policy reform held vigil in the state capitol building to mourn the 20 students and 6 adult staff members who were shot and killed. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Around 50 people gathered at the giant Christmas tree in the Capitol Rotunda to remember what happened at the school in Newtown, Connecticut 6 years ago, and at others like it since.
We're not anti-gun, we're not anti-Second Amendment. There are gun owners among us. We are anti-gun violence and pro-gun safety.
Mary Lynn Krause is a volunteer for the local chapter of the national group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense.
We gather to remember and recommit ourselves to create a culture of security and safety for all our children and youth.
This year, a group called the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence formed after 17 students and staff were shot to death at a high school in Florida. The student-led group announced earlier this month that they've met with several state lawmakers from both political parties to come up with legislation to help prevent gun violence in Montana. Helena Youth Against Gun Violence says they would like to see a bill that increases the penalty for adults that leave guns in locations accessible to children. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.